Hey everybody, this is Larry, aka Blue Men Rule, and I am issuing an audio boo today. This is actually going to respond to a couple of folks, and these are just my tastes, just my opinions. They do not necessarily reflect those of Opperform Radio or Prove Your Point, just solely me. All hate mail goes to ofrblue@gmail.com. That being said, in response to Weekend Confirmed and Level Zero Podcast, both Garnett Lee and Kyle, aka Forgetful, respectively, kind of levied their opinions about Tomb Raider and God of War Ascension. Both mentioned that it's not what they expected of prior titles in the series. And to them, I say, well, why did you expect it to be that way? Because for Tomb Raider, when they announced Tomb Raider, they being Crystal Dynamics, when Tomb Raider was announced, the announcement was saying they're going to shake the foundations and reformat what you think of Lara Croft. So their whole idea was to make you think something different, not to align with your previous conceptions of the character based on the previous entries in the franchise. It was to make you think about her differently. Garnett is my dude. Love listening to him, but listening to him way back since One Up Yours. And Garnett, I have to tell you, man, I think your expectations were misplaced. I think you were expecting the game to deliver something it didn't intend on delivering. And because of that, there's a dissonance there. And you again on Weekend Confirmed, you gave the game its praises, saying that it is a great game, but it's not a good Tomb Raider game. But it was supposed to retool your idea of Tomb Raider and reshape it when you wanted it to conform to what Tomb Raider already was. So I don't want to belabor that point, but I just think that you went into it. Of course, it's your opinion. You're free to think of how you want, but I just think that you approached that one with a different perspective, and that's why there's some dissonance there. Now, with Kyle, I guess when there's a fourth game, actually, this is like the sixth game in the God of War series, I don't know how you can expect it to be anything new, anything bigger, especially when they've only had one game under their belt with that God of War 3 engine. As Robbie Joe said, I think it's really just like a big cash-in. It kind of had to be. They spent all that time and money investing in that engine, which is beautiful and looks great. But, yeah, I mean, God of War has never really been strong on narrative or actually really complex in combat. That's why I like Devil May Cry better. And the series came out 4 years before God of War. I don't understand why it doesn't get its credit, but nevertheless, I listen to these shows and I listen to everyone, and I think as gamers we all have a tendency to place expectations on games that are not within the developer's realm of or within their desires on the wish list, the checklist of things they want to deliver. So as this new generation arises, I just ask everyone, including myself, because I have to watch it, to just go into it with an open mind, be ready and willing to experience what the developers want you to experience. Understand what they're trying to deliver and let's manage our expectations. Let's just do that. We have Watch Dogs, we have tons of new IP coming, tons of iterative IP. I'm looking at you, Assassin's Creed. But, you know, new IP like Remember Me and The Last of Us, we have the new intellectual properties arising. So just approach it properly, and let's all have fun with these games. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay open.